and now the very auspicious practice of Tonglen, wishing for the happiness of others over ourselves. It's also known as the practice of giving and taking. In Tibetan, Tong means that of giving or sending, and Lin is that of receiving. What are we doing? We're visualizing that we are taking the suffering of others into ourselves. And when we take it into ourselves, it dissolves our self-grasping, our self-cherishing, the ego. And then it's transformed into this boundless light, which we breathe out. And when we breathe it out, it resolves the suffering and brings happiness to whoever we're doing the Tonglen for. This practice is actually including the four boundless qualities. We will do it eventually for the benefit of all sentient beings, but let's start in the beginning just with one special person or one or two special people. And what we do is that we visualize that we're taking all of their suffering. This becomes a black smoke, any unhappiness that they're experiencing, any suffering. It could be physical, it could be mental, anguish, worries, breakups, any kind of unhappiness. And it becomes this great big black cloud. And we breathe in this black cloud. And when we breathe it in, it goes into our heart center. And when it goes into our heart center, it dissolves. It purifies this ego clinging of ours and transforms into this boundless light. And then when we breathe out this boundless light, it can be through all our pores, it can be through our breath. All of this boundless light that is full of purity and is open and spacious and is full of kindness and joy goes to those people that we're practicing for, and they are satisfied, they become happy, all of their worries are reduced, are removed, and they become happy. And this is the visualization. So there we see, we're taking the compassion, we're taking on all of their suffering, and then we are giving back. And that's the practice, you could say, of loving kindness and of joy. And who do we do it for? What we're going to do now is we're first going to do it just for one special person, or a few special people. Keep it very simple. Somebody you really, really care for, somebody you have a really great relationship with, or you feel very connected to. And this can differ from person to person. It can be a very good friend. It might be your mother or your father. However, sometimes being your parents can be complicated. For some people, the relationship isn't that of great love and kindness. For some people, it brings a lot of mixed emotions. And as the case is with some people, they really don't have a good relationship with their parents. It really brings up a lot of negative emotions. If this is the case, find the one person that you feel comfortable with, that you have a lot of warmth towards, and start with them. Eventually, we'll expand to all sentient beings, which will include everybody's parents as well. But we just start with that one person and all of their unhappinesses, all their negative karma, all their difficulties. We imagine becomes this black smoke. And we breathe in with the in-breath. We pull in all of that black smoke. And it takes away all of their negative karma, all of their unhappiness, all of their suffering. And this black smoke goes into our heart center. And when it gets into the heart center, we imagine that it dissolves our ego clinging, our self-grasping, that self-cherishing that we have. And this transforms into boundless light. And then we breathe out. When we breathe out, all of that boundless light goes to that person and resolves all of their problems, all of their unhappinesses, all their negative karma. And they're filled with joy and happiness. And then we breathe in again, breathing in the black smoke, all of their afflictive emotions, all their negativities, their unhappiness, their negative karma, all their suffering becomes that black smoke. We breathe it in. When it goes into our heart center, dissolves our ego clinging, our self-cherishing, becomes that boundless light. And then we breathe out again, that spaciousness, that openness, that kindness and love. And they're filled with this kindness and happiness, and they're filled with joy, and all of their suffering and unhappiness ceases. And we carry on this practice for as long as we have allocated time to do the practice. The recommended for the course is very short. Of course, you can do it a lot longer. The same process again, as usual. 3 minutes of open awareness, bring your mind to calm abiding, get tranquil, and then start the visualization, as mentioned over here. Taking the suffering of the person or the few people, all of their suffering becomes that black smoke, all of their negative karma, all of their unhappinesses. That is, we breathe it in, into our heart center, dissolves our self-cherishing, our ego clinging, becomes boundless light. And we breathe out that boundless light, that spaciousness, and it brings them great comfort and joy and happiness. And continue this practice. As you breathe in, you take the suffering. When you breathe out, you give out that joy and happiness and that boundless light. And then when you're finished, we finish again with 2 minutes of open awareness. Now, if it is very difficult for you to do it for somebody else, start with yourself. Visualize your own suffering. All your emotions, all your own unhappiness becomes this black smoke. You breathe it in. And when you breathe it into your heart center, it dissolves all of your self-cherishing. You breathe out. And it purifies or cleanses all of the suffering that you have. For some people, you might feel a little bit nervous about taking on the suffering of others. This I completely understand. It happened to me when I first heard of this practice and started the practice with taking on the suffering of all sentient beings. And I was very nervous of this. I thought, golly, what's going to happen to me if I breathe in all the suffering of all the beings of all the world? Let me rather start small. I thought, let me try one night, and I'll just try for a certain amount of beings, and I'll see what happens in the next morning, see what happens to me. If I suffer great headaches or something happens to me physically, I was quite nervous, but nothing happened. So really, this is a practice of transforming our minds, transforming the self-grasping of ours, and making our mind, through this practice, more and more vast, more and more become concerned with the suffering and unhappiness of others instead of our own selves and the self-grasping and only worrying about as long as I'm okay. However, even still, if you feel nervous about this, then just start with the giving. Breathe in boundless light of love and kindness and compassion. And when it enters into your heart center, it dissolves all your ego clinging and your self-grasping. And then you breathe out boundless light and great kindness and joy to whoever you're practicing for. And then expand it out to all sentient beings. But that we do later. We start just with somebody special or a few special people in the beginning. So just giving if you feel nervous about the receiving of the suffering of others. And practice with great joy and cherishing, with this great motivation to be able to benefit others, to be able to and to wish to take on the suffering of others and to let them have great happiness and joy. And then homework, when you're not meditating, is wherever you are and you have some time with the people around you, think of practicing Tonglen for them. It can be for one person around you. It can be for a few people around you. And you can practice it. You can practice it for a few seconds. You can practice it for a few minutes, maybe half an hour, even an hour. You might see somebody there that you just want to, you just feel the urge or the feeling to practice for them. Or it can be somebody that you see that is unhappy, and practice Tonglen for them. So use those situations in your daily life when you have spare time to practice for those people around you. It could be for people you know. It could be for a complete stranger.